This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a striking finding that'll get much attention in the coming weeks. Researchers find that obesity among kids 2 to 5 years old has dropped 43% in 10 years. Among the reasons, the way the government prices subsidized food for low-income families. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein has more.
Obesity is expensive, with spending on the disease and related illnesses at more than $200 billion a year.
It is the diseases that cost the most in healthcare for us.
Dr. Jeffrey Copeland is the vice president of the Emory Global Health Institute.
We're talking about diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, stroke. It's a list that goes on and on and on.
Researchers aren't sure what's driving down obesity rates among young children. Everything from an increase in breastfeeding to changes in the SNAP food program are theories. And to be clear, overall, the nation's weight problems haven't improved. But Temple epidemiologist Robert Whitaker points out obesity hasn't gotten worse either.
I think that's a very important finding, considering that for almost three decades, there's been a steady increase in the prevalence of obesity affecting people of all ages, races, and ethnicities.
Whitaker says this new report from CDC, coupled with other indicators, suggests to him that the three-decade trend has come to a halt. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.